If you're alive, you're creative. Creativity is unique in how it shows up in each and every one of us. All too often, the belief that creativity dwells only in the world of the arts and artists hijacks us. Hearing the words, "I'm not creative," spring from the voices of so many people I work with, engineers, accountants, business development directors, fund managers, academics, healthcare professionals, is so painful, and it's such a myth. Newsflash, if you're alive, you're creative. In the everyday performance of our jobs and responsibilities, we forget parts of ourselves for periods of time, sometimes for whole chapters of our lives. Often, these parts are what we might call our creative selves, and they go dormant. The piano not touched for a decade. The favorite poem not read since school. The voice that once sang, now speaking only workplace jargon behind a PowerPoint deck. The sketchbook abandoned for spreadsheets. Where's my doodle dreamer, my secret songwriter, my fashion illustrator? So long lost. Recognizing this can be painful. How did this happen? It happened because our work-life persona said, no time for self-indulgence, a few minutes of daydreaming, a moment's meditation, a breath of inspiration. There's a job to get done here. Deliverables, accountability, performance. We tell ourselves, at some point, there will be time for me, but not right now. When we do connect with our creativity, though, we are so much happier and healthier, more productive and purposeful, and more whole. While engaged in a creative act, we enter into a state of flow, that mental state of immersion and energized focus. Take a moment to write down the things that you love doing, things that make you feel in flow, energized, passionate, fascinated, immersed. Reflect on what these activities bring out in you and how they connect to your best self on the job. Your acknowledgement of your creativity can truly boost your professional story.